I'm Phil Corson. I'm with the Cherry Marketing Institute. I serve as president there and executive director of the Michigan Cherry Committee.
About the 1st of July, a lot of attention heads north to Traverse City for the National Cherry Festival. Phil, what's in store this year and maybe some things people can look forward to if they're attending in person?
Oh, the National Cherry Festival is a big deal this year. It's the 90th anniversary of the festival, so 90 years of celebrating the cherry industry in northern Michigan and across the country, because it clearly is the national festival for all cherries grown nationally. It kicks off on July 2nd this year, just before the 4th. The Blue Angels fly over the weekend, so we expect big crowds and huge attendance with the 4th of July on a Monday. On July 5th is Industry Day, and we're going to kick off Industry Day this year with a big reception with McDonald's Corporation, who's launching a new cherry dessert called Cherry Cream Pie. We're excited about that and excited about companies that are buying Michigan-grown product and taking it to market and showcasing it. So we'll have a number of the store owners that own McDonald's stores in the Traverse City area and throughout northern Michigan there for that reception, along with a lot of our growers, to celebrate the kickoff of this new cherry cream pie dessert that we think will be a big hit. But we're so proud of companies like McDonald's that support our local growers and support the industry that we have in northern Michigan and throughout the west side of the state. In the afternoon on July 5th, we have a program at the research station honoring Dr. Ron Perry, who's going to retire on July 1. Ron is a horticulturalist at Michigan State University, done a lot of work for our industry on rootstocks and high-density plantings. An outstanding guy who's served the industry well, and so we're recognizing him at the Northwest Station at 1:30 in the afternoon. But throughout the week at the Northwest Station, it's open to the public, lots of tours, lots of activities for kids, and lots of cherry products that you can try and taste. But if you're in Traverse City over the 4th, be sure to go to the Northwest Station on the 5th and join us for the program at 1:30 in the afternoon on the 5th.
Celebrating 90 years of this national festival, what have been some of the major changes? Obviously, there's a lot of history there and how it's adapted for today.
You know, that is an exciting question, and I am so proud to say that today, compared to what it was just 20 years ago, it is so connected to the cherry industry. The National Cherry Festival, their board of directors and their leadership, they put a priority on the cherry industry and the growers that make up that industry across the state. They do a great job of promoting nationally and as well as internationally. They travel the country. The Queen travels the country as well, and they're talking about tart cherries as a super fruit and all of the health benefits that go with it. We introduced a new campaign this year, Montmorency the Cherry with more science, more anthocyanins, more health benefits, all of those kinds of things. And the National Cherry Festival has been, you know, a mouthpiece for those changes and has really been a proponent of our industry. But, you know, I think that is really one of the coolest stories that I know of out there, where you have a festival that's made up in a region, made up of folks that aren't necessarily connected to the industry, but make it a priority to be connected. And so it's really great to work with them, and it's really a great partnership and something that's really, I think, unique to our industry. I bump into people all over the world and all over the country that say, how can you be so connected to a festival like that? Because it's unusual. But in our case, it's not just about tourism in northern Michigan. It's about bringing people to the region and also to, while they're there, to really showcase the cherry industry, which the festival was founded on. So it's a great story, and they've been right there with us promoting the industry every step of the way, and I'm really proud of that partnership.
Phil, if people want more details on the National Cherry Festival, where do they need to go for that, or even if they want to volunteer or get involved?
Oh, the best way is to put in, just go on the web. They have a National Cherry Festival website, and you can download all the activities every day, all the concerts that are on every night, all the events that are ongoing. Volunteers are always welcome and needed, and there's an opportunity there always. We never have enough people to cover all the activities that we have, and there's a place on the website to sign up there as well.
And any last comments to wrap us up with?
No, we're expecting the 2016 to be a big year, so we're just beginning harvest. We have a long ways to go through the process, and at the end of the day, we're excited about having a crop to sell, and with that comes a lot of excitement as growers begin to hit the orchards, harvest their crop, work hard, and you know, I'm always hopeful that everyone's safe and we get through the harvest season without any accidents and no problems in the field. So looking forward to the 2016 harvest and all that comes with it.